Welcome to episode 131 of Todorigawa Bookmakers at todorigawabookmakers.podbean.com. Thanks for dropping by. I recently made two schedule books, or two diaries. One, the first one I'm going to talk about this week, is 100 pages, A5, brown paper, Coptic binding, and the cover is made up of a variety of leftovers, including, on the cover, an end paper made by some local art students who actually sold it as a paper bag. They did some marbling on brown paper, and I bought a couple and used one as end paper, and another one I'm using on the cover of this schedule book, which you can see at todorigawabookmakers.podbean.com. There are some pictures over there. Making a diary or a schedule book is interesting because you have to make sure that the dates, holidays, etc. are accurate. So, of course, I have calendars on my wall, and I check, and I check, and I check. I made one calendar slash diary slash schedule book last year with only one small mistake. It had a February 29th. There was no February 29th last year. It's next year. Fortunately, I made another mistake, which put the next day after February 29th on the right day. So instead of having February 29th show up on Sunday and the next day be March 1st, I put March 1st on Sunday. The two mistakes canceled each other out, which I think is a great idea. Always have mistakes canceling themselves out. Here comes the drama. Thanks for dropping by. Thanks for listening. And you can see pictures over at todorigawabookmakers.podbean.com. Well, the other day, I went out walking on the beach. I shut the door to my office and workshop, and I went out for a little walk, and I decided to pick up some shells and whatnot that I find on the beach. And I picked up a whole bunch of stuff. I even found a box to put it in. The box had Korean writing all over it. It was really exciting, and I thought I could take all this stuff and make it into some sort of book. And then I got home, and I discovered, yes, I locked myself out. I could even see the keys sitting there on my table. So I sat there and I looked around and I thought, how can I get into my house? And while I was thinking that, somebody came along and said, hey, are you a bookbinder? And I said, yes. And they said they were looking for a bookbinder. They wanted to do some bookbinding. They wanted to learn. And I said, I can teach you. And they said, well, I'm available right now. And I said, well, unfortunately, I locked myself out and we can't get into my workshop. And he said, hey, I'm a locksmith. And 10 minutes later, we were inside making books. Now that's the kind of day I enjoy.